Albania was known as the least Christian country in the world.
Tracking each step in missions, this is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
Our guest today is Lonnie Berger, TWR's Global Men's Ministry Director. Lonnie is also the author of the men's discipleship curriculum, Every Man a Warrior. And Lonnie, you have an exciting update concerning what God is doing in Albania.
That's exactly right, Andy. God is doing it. We found a man by the name of Ilirian, and Ilirian had a heart for God. He had actually been to seminary here in the United States. His English is really good. When I asked him, "What is your purpose?" he said, "Lonnie, I'm called by God to reach the families of Albania, and I want to do it by changing the men." And I said, "Ilirian, that's what Every Man a Warrior is all about." He said, "Yes, and that's why I want to come on your staff, and I want to help you plant Every Man a Warrior, a men's ministry to reach the men in Albania."
Give us some background on Albania.
Albania was known as the least Christian country in the world. During the 1960s and 70s, it was overrun by a communist dictator who said, "There is no God," but God was there. Now, it's turned really to the Muslim side. About 70% is considered Muslim. But there's a remnant of Christians, and these people are praying, and they're asking God to re-reach their country for Christ.
Well, let's join these Albanian Christians in praying for a spiritual awakening. To learn more about Every Man a Warrior, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.